With Golden Gopher men's gymnastics coach Mike Burns, I'm Mike Grimm. And Coach Mike Burns, today is an interesting day for you. I'm sure you're feeling all kinds of different emotions in relation to the final regular season home meet of the year. You will have nationals coming up next month, but it's a final regular season go-around in what is likely the final regular season ever. What are your emotions right now as you, one, get ready for this today, and two, trying to deal with everything that you guys have had to deal with?
Well, Mike, it's been an interesting year since September when we received the announcement that they were going to drop the program. So I've kind of gone through a whole gamut of emotions, in previous weeks and months. So right now I'm really just focused on what the job at hand is, get ready for this competition, get the guys focused. And really, I've been a firm believer in let's focus on what is as opposed to what if, right? So what is a meet today. Excuse me, with the University of Illinois, a very formidable foe in the Big Ten. They were kind enough to agree to this Monday competition, which is kind of a strange day for us to have a meet. We had a really busy weekend at the Pavilion this weekend, as Jenny Hansen's women's gymnastics team just knocked it out of the park and won the regular Big Ten championship at the tournament with a record-breaking performance. It was super inspiring. All the stuff that's been going on, Gable Steveson winning the national title at the heavyweight, Sarah Bacon just cleaning up and bringing home a lot of hardware. She probably had to get an extra airline ticket just to bring home all of our hardware on the plane. And then volleyball having a competition last night against Wisconsin, a tough one. Wisconsin's tough, and I think U was without a couple of his key players, so that's always tough. I can relate to that right now. But I gotta give a huge shout out to our facilities crew over at the Williams Arena Maturi Pavilion, Deanne Browson especially, and Everett Knowles and Nick and the whole team over there. I mean, they had to set up a complete podium last Thursday, tear it down Saturday night, get ready for volleyball last night, and then tear down volleyball, set up men's gymnastics today. And I got to tell you, setting up for a gymnastics meet is probably the least favorite thing these folks do, but they do it with a smile. And they're just the total unsung heroes of the whole university, in my opinion.
Well, and they'll be have it all set up and ready to go for this afternoon. What's it been like not able to have fans come and watch? And will there be at least, some parents and friends and family able to watch this one here this afternoon?
Yeah, we've been put a maximum of 150 at the Maturi Pavilion, which has been nice. And honestly, leading up to our season, I wasn't sure what that was going to be like, because you see all these college football games in the fall and NFL games, and they're all done with little to no fans. And the fans are what drives it. The fans get the emotions going. And in my opinion, emotion drives action, right? And you don't have that. So you got to find a way to create it. But the two home meets that we've had thus far, the crowd, as small as it's been, has been really vocal and really engaged at a super high level. And I feel like they're going, well, we got to make up for all the people that aren't here. So there have been like the just a great support network for us at home.
You mentioned it's kind of one of those rare Monday afternoon meets. The Illini are the opposition. You guys have been longtime Big Ten rivals. What do the Illini bring here to this today, and what will the challenge be for the Gophers?
The Illini are always a strong team. They're notoriously a very good pommel horse team, and they start the meet on pommel horse, so that'll be a good indication of how the thing's going to go. We have a good, strong lineup on floor today, so I'm excited about that matchup. It'll be our floor against the pommel horse, then we flip-flop the events. It'll be a battle royale, I believe. And, they haven't competed. Their last competition was February 21st. I think they ran into a couple of COVID issues, and then, they had a meet scheduled with Nebraska, and then they moved it to have a tri-meet with Michigan because Michigan had that two-week period where everything was shut down. And so the schedule's just been kind of crazy and bumped around. And that's, a lot of people shake their head and go, oh, my God, I got to do this. But I tell you what, I'd rather do that than not have a season. So here we are getting ready to have our final meet of the season regular season. And it's at home, which is beneficial to us. And it's the last meet ever for Golden Gopher Gymnastics. So it's a little, I'm not going to get teary-eyed. I might, Mike, but I'm not going to do it right now talking to you, because that would just – that would just you know, put a hole in the image that you have of me, and I wouldn't like that. But yeah, it's going to be great. I think Illinois has always been a tough meet. You know, we're going to have to bring our A game like we have to do every game. You know, the interesting thing about gymnastics in terms of game day strategy, it's pretty simple. Go out and hit your routine. You know, it's not like we have to have this offensive scheme against their defense and, oh my gosh, you know, this guy's really good, so we gotta shore up the front line or whatever. You know, we just go, okay, it's very simple, guys. You did all this work to prepare. Let's go out and show the crowd what you can do. And, you know, if we can go out and have a good hit percentage, I think the chips will land where they should, right, with the team that's the best team of the day.
And you have had quite an interesting year, as you mentioned when you hinted that, you know, when you mentioned about Hugh McCutcheon and his team being a little shorthanded. You, too, as a roster, have been shorthanded, in maybe for different reasons, but with Shane Wiskus, the three-time men's gymnast of the year in the Big Ten. You've had him for just one meet, but he's been healthy, but it's kind of a co-op situation that you and he have worked out so that he can try to make the Olympic team and do some stuff for the national team while also still being around to help you guys when Big Ten and NCAA time hits. Take us through, one, how he's doing in that, combo platter this year, and two, how the season has gone for the most part without him.
Yeah, the combo platter, that's a great way to talk about it. Well, he's been out at the Olympic Training Center since November, and then my trusty assistant coach, Kostya Kolesnikov, he also moved out there in January and took the assistant coaching position job out there to kind of finish his work with Shane. Kostya's been his personal group coach since he's been here, and we felt it would be advantageous. And our administration was kind enough to let me rehire Russ Bistrom, longtime assistant coach, to replace Kostya for the remainder of this season. So he's out there training. He's doing great. He competed at the Winter Cup back in February in Indianapolis and retained his spot on the national team, was the national champ on floor exercise, you know, podium finishes in, I think, 5 out of the 6 events. So he did what he needed to do, and he's been working on, you know, cleaning up his current corral of skills, and then also working on upgrades. The training facility out there is a little bit better than ours, so it gives them a little bit more advantageous training situation in terms of making that last ditch effort to kind of make some increases in his difficulty. He did come back here after the Winter Cup because the following weekend we had our regular season dual meet with Penn State, and when he jumps in the lineup, he adds quite a bit to our point total. First of all, we moved up, 8 points from the previous week's competition with him in the lineup. But it also brought just a spark of energy that was really good, because it kind of felt like the long lost prodigal son maybe came back, you know, for a competition here. And it was awesome. And, you know, the other meets that we've had without him, the guys have been doing a really good job. You know, we'll find a way every so often to maybe have one small nightmare on one event that'll kind of take us down a little bit. And we haven't had a great, one loss record, but really our strategy this year has been changed a little bit. The regular season, while important to try to win that regular season championships, our focus really has been the strategy to bring Shane back for the Big Tens and the NCAA championships, where honestly everything matters. You know, that's where the hardware is won, that's where the history is made, and so that's kind of our plan. And this last week of training for the guys that are here has been great. At our meet at Michigan, we were short not only Shane, but we were short David Pachinka and short Michael Moran, three of our top several guys, you know, so we were a little bit shorthanded. So I get the, you know, the analogy to what you was going through with volleyball. So, and that's just the nature of the beast, right? You gotta have the mentality that's the next guy up needs to be ready to go. And, we had a few problems on the road that we'd like to forget about. And I kind of chalked that up as a bit of a mulligan meet. So here we are, final home meet of the year against Illinois Elm. Yeah, we'll have fans. It's going to be a strange tower clock in the afternoon on a Monday, but God love it, man. We're having a season and we're having a meet. And it's going to be on the Big Ten Network. So bonus there.
Yeah, no question about that. Fans can watch, that's for sure. And are you a believer that there is something to be said for momentum, that if you could put some good routines down here for this final one, that now you look ahead to Big Ten and NCAAs, and that can be a help?
Without a doubt. You know, momentum is always created when you start to string multiple hit routines together. And, you know, in our sport, we know that it's hard to have every guy hit in a competition. So it's really, really important if something does go wrong, that the next guy up is probably the most key routine of the meet to try to rebuild that momentum. And so we call those pick-me-up routines, you know. So you have a little setback, you got to have a pick-me-up routine. And those are probably the most critical moments in a competition to see how you can get back on track. Because every so often, you're gonna kind of hit the breakdown lane and you got to get back in the highway, right? So you got to find a way to get back on track.
And as mentioned, you guys host that NCAA meet. I know the Big Ten has placed some attendance restrictions and some of the protocols have been placed on Big Ten events. Is there any word that might change for an NCAA-sanctioned event as to whether you could, you know, had this been a traditional year, it would have been a great, you know, final crowd, and probably historic given the circumstances this year especially. Will they increase that? Has there any been word on that or discussion?
Well, you know, everything's dependent upon what the governor has to say. And they did have some let up on some of the restrictions. But one of the things that we're kind of limited by is our space availability in the stands and the pavilion. And I think the max number for multi-team events right now is 250. But the space that we have available in the pavilion is only going to allow us to have 150 max, possibly 160. So it's going to be, we're not selling tickets at this point unless something changes between now and then, which I don't know. I understand there's going to be another release on April 3rd, perhaps, so that might change things a bit. But at this point, we have to go with what's currently on the books in terms of the protocols. And so it's looking like it's just going to be a pass list for pass list members of, you know, family members of participants. So, you know, we're hoping we can get our maximum number of people in there, 150, and it's going to be exciting. It'll be a little bit of a bummer, but if you look at what's going on, like in the final, you know, down at the March Madness in Indy, we're just happy to be able to have the meet, you know. And the NCAA has some really, really strict protocols, so we're working hard to make sure we're following all of those. The Big Ten conference had a little bit different approach, and they said it's basically up to the local, you know, whatever the local protocols are. Our Big Tens are in Nebraska, and it's going to be at Pinnacle Bank Stadium, so it's going to be a bigger venue. And they're planning, they're selling tickets to the public right now, and they're hoping they can get I think a max of 4,000 people in there. So that would be nice if we could pack that up, because the Big Ten Championships is just an amazing competition, and just so much passion and emotion and drama and intrigue and you know, history being made again on the competition floor. So, yeah, we're hoping we can get a nice crowd there at Nebraska. I believe we will.
Well, Mike, good luck today. It's the Fighting Illini at 4 o'clock at the Maturi Pavilion, final regular season home match of the year. And, of course, you'll have the NCAAs on the home campus as well coming up next month. Let's touch base again before that, and we'll find out how the team's doing and how the momentum is carrying into that.
Perfect. Mike Grimm, I always appreciate time spent with you, buddy.
All right. It's been a joy. Thank you.